dancing around that college bar these days. I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I thinking about that night. We bought long seats, but we never made it in.
Brian Gutekunst speaking at the NFL meetings right now. I see a few people streaming the video of it, so I will try and get a little bit of that audio to Jesse and his mouse problem. There's something from ESPN.com that I wanted to get to, though, and that is they did a big, long thing, not Barnwellian, right, Jesse, but kind of. They just had like eight people do the work of one Barnwell. It's a really long piece.
Which really is a credit to Barnwell for how much wealth of information and knowledge he's able to share on a regular basis with us. But yes, it's more of an aggregation of as all the moves come out from NFL free agency, what everybody thinks about it. Kind of a round robin. I always like these articles where it's like everybody has their little blurb that they get to say about everything, and it says it in big bold letters. Domofsky, Wilde, Tausch.
None of those names are used in this piece, by the way. So Matt Bowen, our buddy, Tausch's former teammate with the Packers, who he also blocked, I believe, on Ron Dane's record-setting run, or maybe just Matt missed the tackle when the Iowa Hawkeyes played the Badgers that day at Camp Randall. But in the what was the best overall free agent signing category, he picks Xavier McKinney going to the Packers. Now, is there a safety bias there, perhaps, because Matt Bowen played safety? But he really, here's what he wrote about McKinney. McKinney tracks the ball well and has the coverage skills to match in the slot. That's a fit for a Green Bay defense that will be much more aggressive with its coverage and pressure tendencies under new coordinator Jeff Hafley. McKinney, 25, has 9 interceptions and 14 pass breakups in his 4 pro seasons. Now, here's what I think about that, Justin. He better be that guy, because you paid him to be that guy, and you haven't had that guy at that position since Nick Collins hurt his neck. Agreed?
Yeah, I think that's clearly, to the casual Packers fan, that's what stands out the most, is not only its safety, just the defense overall. It feels like there's this notable shift since the absence of Nick Collins, that you start back there, the impact that he brought, you've never really recovered from that absence.
Now, the other thing that I found interesting in this piece, Jesse, and I know you saw this too, in one category, best bargain signing, someone picks Aaron Jones to the Vikings at $7 million for 1 year. The Packers offered him less than $4 million plus incentives. And then what was the most head-scratching move in free agency? Someone else says Josh Jacobs to the Packers. So I know that there are a lot of Packers fans that are very excited about that trade-off, even though they loved Aaron Jones. I keep hearing from them, Josh Jacobs led the NFL in rushing. Josh Jacobs is 3 years younger. I'm not as sold on, and I would be curious where either of you fall. Justin, you go first. Are you sold on that as an upgrade?
Not really, but I think the caveat is I get why you would do it. Obviously, the finance is the big part of it. You mentioned the age difference. And what, the last 10 years, I think it was around 8 guys, somewhere around that number, at Aaron Jones' current age or older that finished in the top 10 in rushing. I understand it's moved towards more and more towards a passing league. But I think that's the big thing you're up against, is he's great. Everybody loves him. I would have loved for him to stay here as well, when you think about how dynamic of a runner he is, and that's not necessarily Josh Jacobs. But the age is a factor, and it's really in the last 5 years. It has just been Derrick Henry that's hit that age and has still been able to be productive, though, again, he's nowhere near the guy that he was the last 5 or so years. So I get why you would do it. I think at best you basically hope that this is a break even, that you understand what you're giving up with Aaron Jones. You're getting a good running back, But I don't expect Josh Jacobs to replicate what Aaron Jones brought to this offense. So the hope is, I hope you can at least break even here.
Right. And that's, Jesse, that's kind of the where I was going to go as well, is that you save 3 years of age. Frankly, there's less tread on Josh Jacobs. Right. There's less tread left on his tires because Josh Jacobs has been used more than Aaron Jones. Yeah. So I'm not sure from a usage standpoint it's a big difference. But look, I don't think Aaron Jones is going to have a 1,400-yard season for the Vikings either. I don't think what he's going to do is going to – kind of like when Jordy Nelson – I know I get a lot of grief for bringing him up. But what Jordy Nelson did in Oakland did not make you say, boy, I really wish the Packers would have kept him. But he still had 60 catches. So – you put him with Rodgers for another year, he's probably more productive. I don't think the numbers that Aaron Jones ends up with in Minnesota will be glaring of, oh my God, they made the wrong choice. But I don't know if Josh Jacobs will put up the kind of numbers where you'll say, this was a clear-cut upgrade, it was such a smart move. Do you agree or disagree, Jesse?
Where I'm at with it is, I don't think I would have paid either of them. I think running back is the most replaceable position in football, and we've said that for a few years now, that you know, undrafted free agent guys, fourth-round, fifth-round rookies can step in and become serviceable running backs for what teams need at that position nowadays. It's just the reality of what it is. So I don't know if I would have spent money on keeping Aaron Jones more so than I would have paid Josh Jacobs to come in as a free agent, but I don't think the Packers necessarily needed either of them. What this move said to me was that Matt LaFleur probably is in on Josh Jacobs, because if that's the move that was made and Aaron Jones leaving is the result of it, that has to be Goody and Matt LaFleur having a conversation at some point saying, what do you need for this offense to get to the next level? And if Matt LaFleur says, I need a running back who's an every down back that can be that guy that is a little more, a little younger than what Aaron Jones is, and like if that's what he said he needs and Goody went out and got him because that's what he thought LaFleur wanted, then I have to trust that. But if this was just, oh, we're not bringing back Aaron Jones, let's get younger and go for Josh Jacobs, then I don't think it was a good decision, because I wouldn't spend that money on a free agent running back anywhere.
I think it's the latter. I really do. I first of all, and I'm not saying that having a coach be also the GM is a good idea. It's not. And this would be an example, because it's possible that Goody made the right call by lowballing Aaron Jones. But I'm guessing that if Matt LaFleur had his druthers, he would have paid Aaron Jones. And it might have been a colossal mistake, and that's why coaches shouldn't be GMs. But I'm fairly confident when I say that I think if you gave the coach the choice, he would choose to have Aaron Jones on this team. That is the gut feeling I have. I've not talked to Matt LaFleur about it. That said, we'll see. It's his job to figure out ways to make Josh Jacobs productive, and I know going into the Raiders game in October, Matt LaFleur could not say enough good things about Josh Jacobs, who had come to camp, who had missed most of camp with the holdout with his contract, not wanting to play on the franchise tag, so he just showed up right before the season. I do think he is a very good back. I'm not disputing that. I'll be curious to see what the net effect might be. All right, we're going to play a game of Take It to the Bank, because I'm really curious what Jesse did in Dubuque. And one of the things I think he did ties into Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank. We'll play that next with Justin Garcia as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. It's Wildy and Tausch.